Good morning. It is 10:39 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into Chamber Chat with the Greater Lowell Chamber of Commerce. I'm Danielle McFadden, President of the Chamber, joined by...
I'm Emma Brooks, the Event and Communication Coordinator for the Chamber.
And we're so excited to have Joe Hungler and Angel Burnell here from the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Lowell to talk about your big holiday auction coming up.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. So how are the preparations going for the holiday auction?
Well, as you know, it's just 2 weeks away, Thursday, December 3rd. It's coming up. We're so excited about this year's event. Our chairs, Pam Huntley and Amy Werner, and our wonderful committee have done an excellent job of putting together a great evening for us. As it always does, our event's going to start at 5:30 with a cocktail hour and silent auction, and we have some really fabulous items for the silent auction, including getaways to Cape Cod and Hampton Beach, a bunch of golf outings around the region, club tickets to see the Celtics versus Lakers, a bunch of gift baskets, gift cards, Kindle Fire, all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Then, of course, we have a live auction after dinner where we will have a trip to Tuscany, a trip to Cancun, a Florida resort and golf trip, and a... Cobblestones again. They're going to do a private party at either Cobblestones or Moonstones.
Nice.
And we even have an Apple Watch at the live
auction.
Oh,
cool.
Yes. So some really amazing items for people to bid on.
You're probably the first nonprofit in the area to have an Apple Watch for an auction item. That's very cool.
Yeah. I know Karen will be excited about all the trips too.
Yes.
Yeah, she goes around the world. Yeah, at least once a year. So,
all in all, we probably have over 100 silent auction items and 17 or 18 live items. So there's plenty for everyone.
That is for sure, and a great way to get some holiday shopping done as
well.
And to get a unique gift. You know, the gift baskets are just amazing.
They do some really cool things. The nice thing is it's something for everybody too, in all different price ranges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I might not be able to afford the trip to Tuscany, but there's things, whether it's a wine basket or gift cards to a restaurant or some of the different toys, skateboard, whatever it is, wristlets.
And if you're going to be purchasing, say, Kindle Fire for a holiday gift or a gift card, do it at the Boys and Girls Club holiday auction, because all the money is going to the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, you don't have to fight the crowds at the mall.
Yeah, it can't get any better than that, to know that you're giving a gift to somebody, but you're also giving a gift to the Boys and Girls Club as well at the same time.
And that really does make a difference. I mean, this is what helps carry us through the winter. You know, we only charge $26 a year for the kids to go to the club, and that's because 90% of them, you know, live below the poverty level, and it really means a lot to them. One of the things that happens during the auction is people have an opportunity to support our food program, and there's an item that basically is just to donate to the food program. And last year, the audience combined to donate about $60,000 just for that, and that means so much to our kids and to our families who, you know, we've had kids who have told us that sometimes they have to skip meals because there's not enough food at home, or you can just see the appreciation in their eyes when they're getting a good healthy meal. And we have a great cook who makes sure that it's healthy food. She's getting them to like vegetables. They're building trust in her because she cooks well, and sometimes she sneaks them in and wraps and purees the veggies into the spaghetti sauce or whatever it is. But at first they were a little hesitant with some of the vegetables. Now they're definitely eating a lot more of those. But just the fact that getting that meal is such a difference. It's hard to do homework if you're starving.
Absolutely.
So it makes such a difference in so many ways. And the auction in general supports everything we do, from athletics to robotics to a variety of different programs. The music program, we'll have our dancers perform at the auction. That'll be kind of fun to see. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have a kid singing at the auction as well. So just a couple quick pieces so that people can see. We'll try to bring the club to the auction so you can see what you're supporting.
And that's what I love about this event in particular, because it's not just, you're not just hearing, oh, this is what we are supporting, and it's kind of a pie in the sky concept. You're actually seeing the kids there, and it's really, really nice and very impactful.
Yeah.
One of the programs that we do is a teen program called Diplomas to Degrees. We're open at night just for the teens from 6 to 8. We get about 100 teens a night. And the kids who are part of both our Keystone Service Club as well as the Diplomas to Degree program will be there greeting people. And part of that is they're using networking skills that they've learned in the program. And we actually just had a mixer recently. A lot of professionals from the community came in, and our teens got to talk to them and explore what what they do for a career and how they got there. Sometimes it's a straight line, sometimes a little zig and zag, and you know, two steps forward, one steps back. And it's good for kids to hear the different ways that careers progress, but it's also good for them to understand what a banker or insurance person or the different roles that we had some tech in you there. What does that really mean? You know, someone walking around in a suit or, you know, a business outfit, and then you think you know what they do, and you start hearing what they do. Oh, that could be fun. And, you know, direct result of that program and some of the tours they've taken, like recently went to EMC Corporation to kind of open their eyes to what is nearby and what's available to them. We have three kids who got accepted into engineering school this year and are, you know, freshmen in engineering programs, two at UMass Lowell, one at WPI, because they got interested in engineering as part of that programming. But part of that program also teaches them the networking and the soft skills that then they get to practice at the auction. And you all get to kind of meet them and see the result of your investment of supporting the club.
What a great opportunity. I mean, I never at that age had the opportunity to explore all these different careers and meet so many interesting people. And people in the community really want to see these kids succeed and want to help any way that they can.
That's one of the things I love about Lowell is just so many people are so willing to help in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to give them different options. So there's the college path and the engineering and those types of things. But there's also blue-collar options that, you know, as long as they can feed their family when they graduate and go on is really what we're looking for.
And it's a peace of mind to the parents, speaking of feeding the family, knowing that their kids are being fed nutritious meals. I mean, what a huge burden off of their backs if they're struggling to put food on the table.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. One of the things we're also working on right now is we have a big Thanksgiving dinner at the club next week, but we also do Thanksgiving baskets and those kind of things. And last year, one of the moms, when we gave her the basket, we give them off to the side so the kids don't see where it's coming from. And she just sat down on the steps and started crying because she was, like, so relieved that her family was going to have Thanksgiving and she wasn't going to disappoint her kids. That's the kind of difference that it makes. One of the things with all these programs, a lot of our programs is about giving them opportunity. You talked about, you know, the field trips to EMC and to the Toyota factory and different places like that, the college field trips, the ETIC Center at UMass Lowell, or sometimes we go to Boston to the colleges there. And that takes transportation. I know that we're going to touch on our van needs.
Yeah. So the club has had a van that was serving us fairly well, but then it broke down for good. So our staff participated in the Greater Lowell Community Foundation Bike-a-thon and was able to raise about $6,000 on their own to support getting a down payment for a van. But we need continued support because, first, we'd like two reliable vans because, as Joe mentioned, we do so many field trips and there's so many opportunities and so many much more that we could do with our kids, and transportation is a real stumbling block. If we don't have reliable transportation, we can't do that. So we're participating in Giving Tuesday this year. And for those who might not be familiar with it, it's a movement that was started about 4 years ago in an effort to sort of, let's say, combat the consumerism of Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So Giving Tuesday happens right after Thanksgiving. It's 2 days before our auction, but it's an opportunity. It's a mostly online campaign and an opportunity to spread the word and to for our campaign to raise money for our van. And so if you follow us on Facebook, you'll see that we're also participating in a new part of Giving Tuesday, which is called the hashtag Unselfie, where our staff and our volunteers are taking pictures of themselves holding a sign, sharing why they support the Boys and Girls Club. So we invite people to follow our Facebook story so you can see all the different reasons that people support the Boys and Girls Club and participate in our Giving Tuesday campaign. And we're very lucky that our friends at Align Credit Union and Toyota have offered to match our Giving Tuesday funds up to $2,500.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll be able to get a second van on the road so that we can take our kids to more field trips.
What is the donation amount that you're asking for the online giving? Is there a particular amount?
Giving Tuesday is really an opportunity for people to give at whatever level they want to. It's really about participation and spreading the word. So You know, a donation of $5 or $10 is going to make a difference. A donation of $100, of course, is going to make a difference. And spreading the word is really going to make a difference. To share it with your friends, mm-hmm. to tell your friends on your social media accounts that you're participating, that you support the Boys and Girls Club, and encourage them to do the same.
Well, the Chamber will certainly be sharing that information for sure.
Thank you.
So we actually have about 8 minutes left, so we have plenty of time to talk more. Are there any other programs you'd like to talk about that are happening at the Boys and Girls Club?
There's all kinds of programs that we're always having to talk about. There's over 300 kids there most days, and always something new happening. You know, as I mentioned before, we're gearing up for Thanksgiving dinner for 350 kids. And
350 kids, wow. That is incredible.
Yeah, that's always, it's probably my favorite day of the year at the club.
It's because you have the board members working hard, rolling their sleeves up.
We do have a lot of volunteers that come in that day, and board members and community volunteers come in, and really, you know, that's a fun experience to get to know our kids. And not just on that day, but throughout the year, we have a lot of opportunities for people to come in and volunteer. So, it's just a different opportunity, and there's one-time opportunity. So a lot of corporations come in and do either a cleanup project or they serve dinner. You know, a group of anywhere from 4 to 10 people come on in and serve dinner to our kids. Other folks come in and help with homework, or they help around this party, our Christmas party, around Halloween, those different kinds of things. There's a lot of different opportunities, and we have a new volunteer coordinator, Kate Thoney, at the club, and she's done a great job kind of coordinating those things. But it's a fun way to directly see how you can make a difference. Some people come in and volunteer every week. More people come in and do the one time or a series of one-time opportunities, you know, whether it's being a mentor at the networking events I talked about before, Youth of the Year judges, there's all kinds of different opportunities
there.
Serving dinner.
Serving
dinner is definitely
a
popular one.
Serving dinner is a big one for us.
That's a great thing for a company to get together for a team-building activity and to raise morale.
Yeah.
They always are thanking us afterwards. Like, you just helped us. And they're thanking us because they had a great time.
You're helping them, too. Absolutely.
Yeah. And some of the companies actually have started doing something where they said, well, we had money set aside for team building, so since we didn't have to spend that money, we're going to make it as a donation towards your food program, which
perfect.
Is a nice win-win. It's not required, but, you know.
But it's nice. You'll take it if it, you know, so happens to be offered.
Exactly.
And do you do anything for, like, the Christmas holiday for the kids?
Yeah.
So we'll be having a holiday party for our kids. We've already kind of collected their wish list, so we try to make sure that every kid in the club gets one present,
mm-hmm.
And that's geared towards what their interests might be, let's say, and appropriate for their age. So we have a number of organizations and individuals who have volunteered to do some shopping and get presents. We also have groups that will come in and help wrap the presents for us, and of course volunteers at the holiday party on December 22nd to just while well, we have a of course Santa and Mrs. Claus come out and you know, just help us with activities with the kids and so on. So, but we are still collecting donations of gifts, because it's really our goal to make sure that no child in our program has to go without a gift this holiday season.
And what is the age range of kids that you serve?
7 to 18.
Do you have, does somebody, if they want to donate a gift, do they have to reach out to you and ask what the gift is, or can they donate a gift?
We're happy either way. You know, like I said, we did try to collect a nice list so we can make sure that we have what's, you know, what's kind of popular today, mm-hmm. for kids. So certainly anybody can email us and we'll just send the list out to them. We'll post it on our, if it's not already on our website, it will be soon, and on our Facebook page as well.
But I think if people do bring it in, we do ask that it be unwrapped, because we want to make sure that we can, we end up wrapping. We have a little wrapping party, mm-hmm. as another opportunity to volunteer. But it allows us to make sure that they end up in the right pile of, these are what the 8-year-old boys get.
Absolutely.
And this is what you know, the different groups, so that we can kind of identify who gets what. Well, when it's already wrapped, sometimes it's harder to do that. Sometimes people put tags on them, but the tags don't always make it in transit. And
absolutely.
Then we're unwrapping somebody's work and rewrapping it. And the other thing that happens sometimes is sometimes people will adopt a family, which is nice, because we always have some families that either for somebody has some health issues going on in the family, or somebody's been out of work, and times are extra tough, and You know, both Thanksgiving and Christmas, we do food baskets so they can have a nice, nice yeah. dinner. But also, we typically will adopt a couple of families and make sure that, again, that those gifts go to mom and dad, and they bring them home. And as far as the kids know, it's from Santa, and that takes makes Christmas magical for the kids. But also, as you mentioned before, takes a load mm-hmm. off a parent who, you know, it's stressful to. You know, you want your kid to wake up and be smiling on Christmas morning and not be left out.
Absolutely. That's heartbreaking to think that a child would not get a gift on Christmas morning.
It really is. Same kind of thing that I talk about with Thanksgiving is you see parents and how relieved they are, mm-hmm. You know, when they see that's able to happen.
The nice thing about the food baskets is, too, that the parents get to eat. You know, it's something for the parents, too. They work so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah, it definitely... it's all about family, you know, and you're yeah. able to, in those instances, take care of the whole family, which is nice.
And if our listeners want to get involved in either the holiday auction or supporting the club in any other ways, what can they do and what's the best way to get in touch with you guys all about right. it?
So we absolutely have tickets available still for the holiday auction and sponsorships and tables. You can purchase the tickets on our website, which is www.lbgc, as in Lowell Boys Girls Club, .org. Or call us 978-458-4526. We are still also accepting donations. Danielle just gave us a nice donation for our auction. So if you have an item that you would like to donate to us, certainly get in touch with us. And we'll be happy to either pick it up or you can drop it off at the club. Please follow us on Facebook so you can see the whole unselfie story unfold and see what's happening on Giving Tuesday. And on Giving Tuesday, we'll actually update people with how much money we're raising
oh, that's
so
a great
you can
idea.
See how we're working towards our goal.
Can you give the details again about the holiday auction, the date, the time?
Yes, the holiday auction is Thursday, December 3rd, at 5:30 to about 9:15 or 9:30. It's a robust but quick evening. Again, you can buy the tickets online, www.lbgc.org, or call us at 978-458-4526.
And it's a great event. You get fed very nicely. Sit-down meal.
Lindsay's does a great job with the food. People have complimented us afterwards of how much they enjoy the food. And there's complimentary wine at the table as well, which is nice. We do want to thank our presenting sponsors for the event. Lowell General Hospital and Market Basket
yep.
Are our two presenting sponsors. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure we appreciate them and all of our sponsors as well.
Lowell is such a great place.
It really is. There's a lot to like.
There is a lot to like.
Very, very true.
Well, thank you both so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks. And support the boys and girls listeners out there. And as we talked about, there are so many different ways you can do that, whether it's making a donation, volunteering, getting adopting a family, buying an item for Christmas. There's just now's the season to do it. Do it all year long, but everybody's in the spirit of giving right now, so take advantage of that.
We appreciate the Chamber always giving, not just to the club, but to so many in the community. You're always out there and making our community a better place, so thank you for that.
Thank you. We're all in it together, for sure. Thank you all for tuning into Chamber Chat today. Emma, thank you. Emma pinch-hitted for me the first segment. I was late, so you did an awesome job.
Thank you.
You may have a new job being a radio host.
God, don't make me nervous.
And you can check out our website at greaterlowellchamber.org. We have a lot still happening, so check it out. And have a great Thanksgiving. We're off
yes,
next week.
Yeah.
Crazy. I can't believe it's already Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to all of you listeners out there, and we'll see you the following week. You're listening to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.
Thank you, thank you.